So this is the headline. I'm selling my blood. Millions in the United States can't make ends meet with two jobs. I wonder why the Democrats keep losing to the Republicans. People are having to sell their own fucking blood in the richest country in the world. And the Democrats want you to worry about democracy. How about we worry about selling my blood first? How about we do that? Boy, I have to sell my own blood to make ends meet. But you know what, Kurt? The jobs market is great. By the way, no, let me just play this. So this goes back to George Bush. This isn't a new problem of people having to sell their blood in America to live. This is when George Bush was president. Listen to what happened.
That's good because I work three jobs and I feel like I contribute.
You work three jobs?
Three jobs, yes.
Uniquely American, isn't it? I mean, that is fantastic that you're doing that. Get any sleep?
Ha ha ha. Isn't that
That's
funny?
The American way.
Isn't that uniquely American that you got to have multiple jobs just to make ends meet?
That's uniquely American, getting high from exhaustion and blood loss.
So we went from that to Barack Obama, who kicked 5.1 million families out of their house while he made sure the bankers got their bonuses.
Yeah.
And gave you a right-wing healthcare plan, which still leaves you bankrupt if you get sick. So, and now people are selling their blood.
So there is a red wave of poor people blood flowing up the side of the pyramid.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. But the job market is great, Kurt.
Yeah, I've heard.
Why don't you just get another job?
Yeah, what's the
Why don't you just get another job? Then sell your blood and work three jobs. You'd be surprised how high you can get from just exhaustion and blood loss.
Beats off in gas.
It really does. So here's some examples from this article about how effed people are in America. Cash Lewis, 31, of Denver, Colorado, works two jobs and is currently trying to find a third job to cover the recent $200 a month rent increase to her apartment. At night, she works at a convenience store because the hours are reliable, and she works 6 days a week, 16 hours a day. I'm exhausted all the time. On the one day I have off a week, I donate plasma for extra money. I'm literally selling my blood to eat because I have no choice. Her partner suffers from epilepsy and can't work full-time hours because of it. Even with insurance, their medication is expensive, and she spends about half of her paycheck from Starbucks, half of that she spends to cover health insurance premiums. Half of her paycheck is going to cover health insurance premiums. What does she want? Big government to fly in and get on Santa's sleigh with a big stack of drug discounts or something? Get a fourth job, hippie. Over the past 5 years, she has struggled with homelessness and was previously... I thought they were all drug addicts, because that's what that Young Turks will tell you.
Well, she's got to pay for these drugs.
You're right.
These healthcare drugs, addicts.
Over the past 5 years, she struggled with homelessness and was previously fired from her job for sleeping in her car behind her place of employment. All of my friends and family work multiple jobs as well, just trying to keep our heads above water. Nothing is affordable, and the roadblocks set up to keep people in the cycle of poverty benefit the most wealthy members of our society. We aren't living, we're barely surviving, and we have no choice but to keep doing it. You know what that sounds like to me?
Mm.
Sounds like we need to spend way more money on cops and prisons for when these people snap.
It's coming, it sounds like. She's got all that anti-wealthy talk.
That's right. Listen to this. So this Department of Labor says 400,000 Americans work two full-time jobs. Two full-time jobs. That's 80 hours a week. That's 500,000 Americans. I'm going to tell you that number is way higher than that.
Yeah.
That's a bullshit low number. In September 2022, 5%, almost 5% of all the more than 164 million U.S. workers held two or more jobs. That's still low. They say 7.7 million workers have two or more jobs. I say that's way low. the U.S. Census data estimates that much higher than that, that 7.8%, not 4.9%, 7.8% of the most recent year were data. So 7.8% of people are working multiple jobs. And in 2018, about 13 million, not 7.7, 13 million workers, an estimated 5% of the workforce holding multiple jobs. So now both data sets are considered an underestimate of the number of multiple job holders in the U.S. labor market due to the constrictions on what is defined as a multiple job holder and the lack of data on self-employment and gig workers. So an annual survey sponsored by the Federal Reserve Board estimated an even higher number of workers at multiple jobs, 16.4%. And 26.5 million workers. That's a lot different than what I've been told by the Federal Bureau of Labor. 26.5 million workers are working two jobs or more. I'm sorry. That's right. You got. It sounds bad.
Yeah.
But remember, neoliberal global free market capitalism is the system that has lifted billions of pints of blood out of poverty.
Get that blood into better homes.
Robert Weaver of Lawrence, Kansas, currently works. I'll just give you another example of how horrible it is for people. He works two jobs as a theater technician and a delivery driver. He works 30 to 35 hours a week in his primary job and 20 at his secondary job. He explained that he works two jobs because he can't find a single full-time position in his area that matches with his college degree. Most of his disposable income goes towards paying off credit cards, taxes, surprise bills like car repairs, and medical expenses. There isn't enough money to be able to afford a home or even rent from just one job of your own, he said. Everyone is in debt, and it's looking like we will never pay it off. Wait, aren't they going to tell us what his degree is in?
Yeah, that's what I would like to know.
I'd like to know. Here's one more. I'll give you one more example, and then we'll bring in Nick. Leora Engel, she's 37. She lives in Vermont. She took on two additional jobs working at a deli and another at a convenience store earlier this year on top of her full-time job in media to try to boost her income and cover expenses while going through a divorce. After working 70 hours a week, she left her full-time job due to burnout, but she still works the two jobs while trying to get a side hustle off the ground and limiting her work hours to no more than 50 hours a week. So let me bring in Nick Brown. And Nick, what's your response to how hard Americans are working and how little the Democrat or Republican Party are trying to help them?
Neither one of these two parties cares about Americans and the way that they're working more, they're paying more, healthcare is completely unaffordable, their jobs don't offer the wages or the benefits that people need to survive, things that people in other countries, in Europe, in Latin America,
take for granted.
Other things that they take for granted, of course, multi-party systems, which actually can deliver different kinds of views. Here in the United States, we have two corporate parties, both funded by Wall Street. Thank goodness RCV, ranked choice voting, passed in Nevada. That's what we need to expand that in proportional representation so we can actually have different parties that stand for different things. Because both parties, it doesn't matter who's in office. And that includes Trump. It includes Trump. Both parties, the trend is the same. Healthcare costs more. The cost of student loans explodes. Incarceration, war funding, everything blows up. Wages continue to plummet. Inflation has absolutely gutted whatever remained of wages. And so it's been at 7.25 since George Bush in 2007 increased the minimum wage. And now it's with inflation, it's basically worthless. That's the way that these two parties have decimated the working class in this country. And that's why we need a real revolution, of a major corporate free party in this country that 71% of Americans now want, where you have half of Americans who are independent also, That's the kind of thing that we need. And we need the kind of direct action that we talked about, where people are standing up to these politicians and rebuilding an anti-war movement and rebuilding a working class movement against these two parties and the corporate authoritarianism and oligarchy that they stand for.
Is Medea Benjamin going out trying to with you guys? Is she just doing her own thing? Because I've seen a lot of videos of people protesting Democrats for funding this war in Ukraine. But she's usually on the forefront of that. What do you know anything what's going on with her?
They've been doing a lot of actions. They've been one of the most active groups. They're part of this group called Peace in Ukraine.
Oh, okay,
which
good.
Has done good work. But they were what they used to do a lot of that was very successful, actually, is they used to get into these congressional committee hearings and into these meetings. And Medea and others with Code Pink would get dragged out of those meetings, just, you know, basically kicking and screaming by security. But in here, I live outside of Washington, D.C. in Virginia, and they used COVID in Congress and in the House and Senate offices as a pretext to close the offices. And so as a constituent, you can no longer visit your member of Congress and talk to them and actually go to their office. And you used to be able to do that. And so that means that the committees are also closed. And so they can't do those kinds of actions and disruptions that they were anymore. It's just another way that members of Congress and both parties have basically walled themselves off from any kind of criticism or interaction, or even having to see the people that they supposedly represent. They live in a different reality. These are aristocrats that have basically disconnected from society as it is. They get shuttled around, you know, by their chauffeurs. They take their jets and helicopters back and forth to their districts, and they don't have to interact with us almost ever anymore. And of course, in the few occasions that they do, and people ask them anything critical, like Bernie Sanders, they take those people and immediately expunge and evict them. That's what stood out to me the most to me as we did these anti-war protests, is that not one of those Democrats actually tried to answer the question. Instead, they immediately resorted to expunging and evicting the offending opinion, which is the version, the in-person version of what they do on social media, the censorship that they enforce on social media already. This is a perspective we don't want to hear. We're, you know, you're not allowed to hear it, and so you're out. That's what they stand for now.
Okay, well, hopefully you all have enough plasma and blood to sell to pay, make our bills. Am I right?
I feel like I have a lot of blood in me.
I think so. Hey, we're doing live stand-up comedy shows. We're going to be in Austin, Texas, November 19th and 20th, November 26th in Burbank, California. Plus, in December, every Friday, we're going to be in Studio City at Two Roads Theater. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for all our tickets and become a premium member while you're there to get all our videos unedited.